40-year-old Hollis Blaine Sarton of Picton now faces an additional charge after he reportedly entered Walmart with a pistol last Friday night, causing evacuation of the Sulphur Springs store. I talked with Sulphur Springs Police Detective Sergeant David Gilmore Wednesday morning.
Right, we were able to obtain an arrest warrant on Hollis Blaine Sarton, the individual responsible for the incident at Walmart on Friday night, the 23rd. District Attorney's Office issued a complaint for a terroristic threat, which is a felony 3, and we obtained an arrest warrant yesterday and served that to Mr. Sarton yesterday. He says he's still in the Hopkins County Jail.
Oh, yes. By people you had talked to, you had the opinion that they were truly terrified by what was going on, having the store evacuated.
I think the circumstances clearly show that the statute for terroristic threat for a felony 3 was met. We've been working with the DA's office for a couple of days on this. I think the message that law enforcement and the prosecutors want to send out is, if you do something like was done on the night of the 23rd, you are going to be dealt with in this judicial district and in this county and in this city.
Uh-huh. Are you looking at anything else, or you think this will be what you will have on him now?
We've still looking at some other charges, especially concerning the Hope, Arkansas Police Department. We've been in touch with them. They're still in the process of evaluating what they've got up there when the truck was actually stolen. I would say that right now, though, that as far as Sulphur Springs is concerned, that but the investigation is ongoing. In fact, we're still interviewing witnesses from Walmart from that night. So, you know, to say it's over and there's no more charges would not be accurate, because you never know what somebody's going to say they saw or something we turn up on surveillance. But needless to say, everybody that was out there that night, customers, employees of Walmart, I think can all attest to the severity of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Was there any indication that he confronted anybody or threatened anybody in the store?
I think they were threatened by his actions alone. Everybody that saw him and knew what was going on, and then those that were getting information about, you know, a man in there with a gun. The totality of his actions once he got into the parking lot of Walmart, I think, speak to the threat and the ongoing threat until the numerous law enforcement officers that were out there were able to successfully clear the store. We're pleased to get an additional charge on him, and hopefully that will send a message.
Sarton was charged with terroristic threat before J.P. B.J. Tier Wednesday, and bond was set at $35,000. Monday, J.P. Tier set a $75,000 bond for Sarton on a charge of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle in connection with a truck theft from Hope, Arkansas. KSST News.